John, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the very beginning. Through him all things came into existence, and without him there was nothing. That which came to be found life in him, and the life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has been unable to overcome it. A man appeared sent by God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to give testimony to the light, so that through him all might come to believe. He himself was not the light. His role was to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. The world had come into existence through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, but his own did not accept him. However, to those who did accept him and who believed in his name, he granted the power to become children of God, who were born not from blood or human desire or human will, but from God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, proclaiming, "This is the one of whom I said, 'The one who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, who has made him known. This is the testimony offered by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' He confessed. He did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' Then they asked him, 'Who then are you? Are you Elijah?' He said, 'I am not.' 'Are you the prophet?' He answered, 'No.' Therefore they said to him, 'Who are you? So we may have an answer to give to those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?' He replied in the words of the prophet Isaiah, 'I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.'" Some Pharisees were present in this group, and they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you there is one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to loosen the strap of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one of whom I said, 'After me is coming one who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came to baptize with water was so that he might be revealed to Israel." John also gave this testimony, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it came to rest on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who is to baptize with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." The next day John was standing there with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus pass by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." On hearing him say this, the two disciples began to follow Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following him, he asked them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated is teacher, "Where are you staying?" He answered them, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him for the rest of that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who had heard John speak and had followed Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. The first thing Andrew did was to seek out his brother Simon and say to him, "We have found the Messiah," which, translated, is Christ. And he took him to Jesus. Jesus gazed at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, translated, is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Encountering Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, as Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip replied, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Behold, a true Israelite in whom there is no deception." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip summoned you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." Then he added, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."